Hi, everyone. I'm Jane Ray, and I'm here with my fabulous podcast partner.
Jane, you are fabulous. I'm Andrea Stein, but she is a fabulous one.
And welcome to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. Today, we're in the same room, so that's very exciting. We're very excited that our second season is off to a great start.
I think so.
I hope all of you have followed us on Facebook. If you want to watch instead of listen, we're now up on YouTube.
I think we've gotten better compared to the first season, right?
Yeah, I think we've gotten better. And you know, this season, we made a commitment that we're even going to dive deeper.
Yes.
Into the feelings that people over 60, particularly those that are retired, feel. Because I don't think there's enough resource about that. I don't think people talk about their feelings. So, you know, when we reach a certain age, we're supposed to have felt everything, seen everything, done everything. And, you know, I don't know. I still have a lot to learn.
We just speak about the things that you feel, but don't have a safe place to talk about. And maybe this is a safe place where you can explore the feelings that are there. But you wonder about it, you know, you wonder what to make out of it. You wonder how to talk about it. You wonder whether you should even talk about it. And this is a place where you can listen to us and where maybe you find some guidance, some advice about how to apply it to your own situation.
And if you want to interact with others, we did start a Facebook group, Joyous Journeys Over 60, hoping that people that are intrigued by feelings, that are feeling certain things, will feel safe and comfortable in a private Facebook group. So please go up to Facebook, follow us, and join us. But, you know, this all leads into the topic we want to talk about today, which is mattering. You know, it's interesting because it's a new word, isn't it?
You know, when you first told me that word, I kind of for a second didn't know what you were talking about. And then you explained it to me. And I was very, very intrigued about it. So before you even dive deeper, do you feel you matter?
Oh, that's a hard question. Yeah. That's really a hard question.
No, you mattered when you ran your business, when you were on the peak of your career, and people respected you, people looked up to you, people bowed down to you, Madam President, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. And there was no question about it. You got the daily reinforcement, I do matter. You know, but then, you know, the golden age comes of retirement and these things that we would use are taken away. Do you matter? Do you feel you matter?
Well, it's interesting. I hadn't really thought about it, but the Wall Street Journal published an article about mattering in retirement.
Yeah.
And they said it's the one thing that retirees don't prepare for is how to still feel valued and seen. And I thought valued and seen is really important. In my case, you know, again, there are so many insecurities that come with retirement. And
you are not insecure.
I am about certain things. And so when I first retired, I was a pretty active conference speaker and I had spoken at, you know, 15, 16 conferences a year. And I was CEO of my company, so, you know, I had a credibility behind that. When I retired, I actually put myself out as an independent speaker. And, you know, by then I was approaching 70. And guess what? Nobody asked.
But nothing changed. I mean, you had the same knowledge. You were the same charismatic speaker. The only thing that has changed was the label. You were no longer CEO Jane Ray, you were now retired Jane Ray. But that should not have any impact on your speaking.
Well, but I think there's also something, like I come from the tech space, I think there's also something about putting a 70-year-old up in front of a bunch of 20-year-old tattooed, gauged earrings people. Now, at 68, I was standing in front of them and they were all like, oh my God, that's so amazing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the difference. I know other people, and if you read this Wall Street Journal article, they talk about people that have offered up their expertise. And somehow there's this belief that once you retire, you're no longer current.
Your skills no longer seem to matter the way they did just a year before retirement, which is like literally 12 months. I mean, that's not a lengthy time period. And suddenly you moved from you really matter to, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And it's really interesting because it's both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
Right. Internally, do you feel like you still matter? And it isn't just professional expertise. I mean, there's certainly lots of opportunities to volunteer that if you're an executive. SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, is an amazing organization to share your knowledge and experience. But internally, you have to feel like, you know, you are valuable. And you are seen. And I'll give you another example in a second. But also externally, there's stereotypes, right? Yeah. There's stereotypes that suddenly all of that great wisdom escaped when you retired. Or you're not current on modern approaches to whatever it is. It could be anything from parenting to professional things, like in my case, tech. But suddenly, you know, you aren't current on social media. You're not current on, you know, language. You're not current on trends. You're not current. Like, suddenly you became really old. And, you know, it's funny because there's a lot of discussion about how the societies really respect the elderly. And somehow there's this belief that once you become, oh, I hate that term, elderly. I'm not elderly.
You're not.
No, I never will be. But the point is that somehow we believe that when you reach a certain age, I don't know, do you matter anymore? And I'll give you one more example. Raising children. Right.
Oh, yes.
Raising children.
I know exactly where you're going.
I love my grandson more than life itself.
Yeah.
And I have raised two children fairly successfully. But I will tell you, and if she's listening, she'll confirm this, my daughter will also often say to me, well, Mom, that's the way it was when you were raising children.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to raise children anymore.
It's so weird. You know, just for me. So I am 54. So that means unfortunately, still have to wait until retirement becomes a reality. But anyway, so I love what I'm doing working wise as a pastor. I truly enjoy it. I mean, there are frustrating days, but that's true in any work life. But there are often many times situations when I intentionally want to listen for advice, feedback, you know, not just, you know, where I solicit it, when I intentionally seek out people, hey, give me some idea. What do you think about this? Am I on the right track? Am I stupid? Or just tell me something. And if I would seek out advice like this, the number one criterion is experience for me more than anything else. So I would intentionally seek out people who have journeyed, you know, who traveled this journey before, you know, where I know, all right, they're not just speaking theoretically. They've been there. They've gone through it. Now they look back on it and I can learn from them. For me, it's almost the other way around. That experience factor of a 70-year-old who has traveled a similar path than the one that lies ahead of me, that's the advice I want. That person matters to me more than a 35-year-old who may have amazing degrees and education, but the experience is missing.
Well, but think of it in a different way, not to kind of, you know, undermine what we're trying to talk about. If you were trying to solve a problem in your congregation, maybe it was growth, right? Would you then seek out a retired pastor, or would you seek out a 40-year-old pastor who's more current on modern ways to reach people, social media, things like that? And I think that's our problem, right? I think our problem is that, and I said, I think it's two ways, but it answer the question before I tell you what the problem is.
Honestly, if you ask me, so in my field, but in most fields, the bottom line is not skills. You can learn them at home on your computer, heaven's sake, if you know how to do it. Is relationships, how to relate people, how to identify the right people, how to know this is the right person, this may be whatever that means, the wrong person. For that, I might be the exception. I think I would go to a retired pastor who has been around the block a few times versus somebody who's just, you know, who may have great stellar success, but where I am not sure how that success would translate to my situation. Experience translates. So for me, personally speaking, that experience matters more. But I might be just strange.
Well, no, I mean, in the tech space, we used to have something called DIKW. And so it was data, information, knowledge, and wisdom, right? So data is discrete facts, right? Discrete information. Information is when you take that data and you manipulate it so that knowledge is taking that information and being able to do something with it, right? It makes it actionable. And wisdom is the ability to look backwards and forwards, right? So having said that, the question on mattering is, does wisdom count, first of all? Second of all, because we do have wisdom. I mean, the advantage we have as at the age that we're at is we can look backwards.
You can.
Right. And sadly, you can't really, you know, solve problems for people. They have to go through it themselves. But we do have the ability to look at our journeys and be able to reflect on things that work, things that didn't work, traps, opportunities, and things like that. And certainly that wisdom, right? That's why they say the old are wise. That wisdom is certainly, I think, very, very valuable. And I think is cherished if used correctly.
If used correctly.
Yes. Or if you feel that you have that wisdom and that it still matters, right? We have to go back to the word mattering, that you feel like you still matter because you know that you do have.
Well, you have something to offer that not many anyone else has to offer, or not many others have to offer. You have been around that block 25 times. And they will definitely be the ones, come on, Jane, this is how you raised a child 45 years ago, but no one does it like this today. Fine, but you've been around that block a good number of times. I would be foolish to just dismiss that. Yes, listening to you, there would be an additional discernment. All right, how has the world changed? You know that, you know, there is definitely stuff that you would have done 45 years ago that today, I'm not quite sure. I don't think so. Yeah, I get it. But there's 80% overlap, and I would still take, you know, that advice, that being around the block, that matters.
Well, but that's kind of step one. Step one is you can feel really insecure because you feel like you don't matter,
and that,
right?
It's
or that your knowledge is not current, or that, you know, I hate to use the word feeble, you know, but that you're now more feeble, but you're not. I mean, you're not in here. It doesn't matter what's in here. In here, you are likely the same smart, capable person you always were. But in today's modern world, particularly with technology that moves very, very, very quickly, you can feel insecure. And that insecure can really reflect on your own personal vision of whether you matter.
Absolutely.
Right? Whether you're relevant. Maybe that's the word.
I think that's a good word that you used.
Whether you're relevant. But then on the other side of it is stereotype. Yeah. Right. And it doesn't matter whether it's society stereotype of people of a certain age or your family stereotype of you or other people's stereotype of you. There is that stereotype that somehow you're not up to date. You're not current. You're not relevant. You don't matter in the sense of course, you always matter to your family, but that your relevance or your understanding of current patterns, current trends, things that are going on have somehow been lost because you're not in the workplace. And in the workplace is where, you know, you have to stay on top of things. You know, now you're playing tennis, you're playing golf, and you don't pay attention to anything else. That's the stereotype.
Yeah.
Right. I'm living my happy little retired life, and I don't know anything about anything else. And that's not true. Right. That's not true. But I do think that there is a requirement for us to be intentional about trying to stay up to date on whatever it is, whether you want to volunteer your time or you want to do something professional or you want to help your kids with raising their kids or whatever. You have to be intentional about just trying to stay current. You don't have to be a social media expert, but you have to know how to use Facebook. Right.
But part of it is too, Jane, at age 70, I know you're 71 now.
Right? I am 71
now. Oh, sorry. Well,
no, that's okay.
At 71, you have things to offer to your community, to your church, to wherever you live your life. You have things to offer that you could not have offered 20 years ago. You have something to offer that is a difference maker. So I think maybe that first step is to embrace that. Listen, yeah, I'm no longer in the workforce. Yes, I have more time flexibility. I can play tennis at 10 o'clock or whatever. I set my own schedule and I don't let anyone else interfere with that. I do what I want to do. Having said this, I embrace it. I have something to offer to my communities, to my friends, to my family, to the people around me at church, to the people wherever I live. I have something to offer I could not have offered 20 years ago. And not just to others who are at the same age, but I have even something to offer to those who are 40 years old. You know, you have more to offer today than you could have offered 20 years ago.
There's no doubt about that. I think the issue is, you have to challenge the stereotype.
You have to
challenge the stereotype because you know that you've got wisdom. You know that you've got experience. And you also know that you're smart and capable.
Yes.
Right? So first of all, you have to challenge the stereotype. You have to not allow yourself to fall into the stereotype because I think that's part of why there's this perception that we don't matter anymore, is that we allow ourselves to fall into that stereotype. And then I think the second thing is we need to take steps, again, intentional steps, to read up on, you know, what the patterns and trends are. I'll go back to parenting. When I was raising my children, you slept infants on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to sleep them on their back. Okay, it's a very subtle difference, right? It's a very subtle difference, but again, I think part of it is we have to take intentional steps to be current.
Correct.
So that the stereotype does not apply to us.
Right.
Now, I also think, and here's where we don't have any control, on the other side of that fence is we have to challenge the stereotypes in terms of there is a perception that somehow, you know, we have lost any of our credibility. We have lost all of that. And maybe that's what we're reflecting on. Maybe that's what we're feeling. But first, you have to feel like, yes, I do matter.
Yes,
I do matter. And I will continue to matter. And I am valuable. And you will see me.
Yes.
Right. And then the other part of it is trying to help to shape the community, to try to help shape your family, to not allow yourself and to not allow them to push you into a stereotype. One of the episodes I want to do in the future, you know, is about music. And maybe it's not the same feelings, but somehow, you know, there's this feeling that once you're 70, Lawrence Welk became your favorite band, right? You know,
yeah.
Or, you know, that, you know, somehow we're not cool anymore. I think there's a lot there, but, you know, this whole topic of mattering, I mean, it sounds like a verb, right?
It's
Are you mattering? I'm mattering.
I would like to hope I'm mattering.
Certainly matter became a verb. And so,
interesting, yeah.
Right? It's a very interesting. And I said this article was really fascinating. We'll share it on our Facebook group and page. But suddenly mattering becomes a verb. So what does that mean? That means there's actions that are necessary.
That's a
to
great
keep
thing.
Action.
So to make mattering or to real, it has to be translated into some tangible things you do. It cannot just stay on the inside. Okay, I believe I matter. Well, that's fine. But you know, you have to take the risk of translating that challenge of the stereotype out and apply it to the community where you live, the families, the friends, wherever that might be. Mattering is a matter of doing something. It's not just a matter of feeling something.
It's a verb.
It's a verb.
It's a verb.
Doing.
And, you know, and it doesn't have to be a grand gesture.
Right.
Right. It doesn't have to be something big. It could be something really small. If you are not comfortable with social media, for example, mm-hmm. right? We do a podcast and we know in our demographic, podcasts are fairly new.
Right.
A new thing. That's why we started putting video on YouTube
right.
because that's more comfortable. Try something new, right? Try something different. I don't know what that is. I mean, again, it could be helping out in a situation where you do have experience. It could be dabbling in social media. Like if you're not on Facebook, Facebook's social media for old people, right? That's what they say. You know, develop a Facebook account and just look, you don't have to share all your personal details, right? But be able to have a conversation
yeah.
about things that are happening, particularly in a very, very fast paced world where technology is overtaking everything. You don't have to become a technologist, right? But to feel value, first of all, you have to know you're valuable.
Yes, you do. That's
and
the then, starting point.
And to be seen, you have to be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
You have to be able to read about it. Again, pick a topic. I like to garden, so I watch a lot of videos on gardening, right? Do I matter in the gardening world? No, I am no Farmer Jane.
Right.
But on the other hand, I can at least talk about, well, this week it's powdery mildew,
yeah.
you know? So again, it's being intentional to stay current and to challenge the stereotype.
Challenge the stereotype and start out there. You have got something to offer that is needed, to make a difference. And if you don't offer it, who else? You have something to offer. There is this, I know this is a very generic line, but it's still true. That line about the wisdom of age. Wisdom comes with experience. It's not happening as a result of education, as a result of learning skills, as a result of becoming popular. Wisdom and experience comes with having been around the block a few times. What you can offer, no one else can. So put yourself out there. Because yes, it is a risk. Maybe somebody will roll their eyes or raise their eyebrows and, well, come on, that's how it was 50 years ago. Come on, wake up. That ain't. Yeah, maybe. But realize there will be many others who are craving, who need that, what you can offer, that wisdom. Translate that mattering into concrete steps, into concrete actions.
Seniors matter.
Seniors matter. And you are mattering, Jane.
I am trying to matter.
No, you're not trying. You are succeeding.
Oh, my God. See, that's one of the modern, the modern vocabularies that before I read this article, I wouldn't even have thought about.
Yeah.
So anyhow, you do matter. And again, challenge that stereotype. Don't allow it to become your new identity in retirement.
You do matter. So start mattering.
Start mattering. And if you would like to matter even more, join our Facebook group.
Yes.
And let's talk about mattering and talk about some of maybe those situations where you felt like you weren't seen or you weren't valued. And let's work together to be able to do that. More episodes are coming.
Yes, they do.
As always, I really enjoy
talking to you.
Andreas, again, we don't do anything fancy, but we have real conversations.
Not fancy, but real.
Not fancy, but real. Anyhow, have a great journey this week, and we'll be back soon.
We'll be back soon.